Guys, I feel like an ASMR artist from YouTube. Is that what they're called? Artists? I don't know. All I know is they lean into the mic like this, and they say, "Hello, it's me, popular YouTube ASMR artist. Today I'm going to play you the soothing sounds of my cracky knuckles. Have you ever wondered what the patriarchy sounds like?" Oh my gosh. Okay, here we go. Hello everyone, and welcome to Season 2, Episode 1 of the Mrs. Feminist Podcast. We have a new look, but we are still here to engage, equip, and inspire people to embrace feminism for the beautiful thing it is, rooted in nothing but love, love, love. Just be warned, this podcast might just make you a feminist. Welcome back. We took a little break over winter. It was a crazy winter break. In December, I started a new job, quit my old job. We went to Vancouver for Christmas to visit John's family this year. We were just all over the place. It was insane. So I'm so happy to be back home in my own bed and to be like somewhat settled and somewhat prepared for the new year. But today's podcast is going to help with that. Before we get started, you might be noticing this new crisp, clear audio. Or at least I hope it's crisp and clear. I was so blessed this Christmas because I got from my wonderful husband and beautiful sister Kira a new microphone. Guys, it has a stand. And that might sound so basic, but for those of you who have been following this podcast since the beginning, you will know that my previous microphone was held up by a roll of toilet paper. So having this gorgeous stand is like, praise God from whom all blessings flow. It's great. So yeah, we are really getting professional here for season 2, and honestly, it's about darn time. So thank you to John and Kira for this. I also have a new laptop. I'm not sure how to set it up really, so I'm still recording with my old one. Let's hope it doesn't shut down like it did right before I had to have all my book edits in last fall. It also makes this weird noise, which some of you have pointed out you can hear in these recordings, which really sucks. Basically, this laptop has been suffering from a terrible, terrible disease. I'm not sure what happened. I took it to the, like, Apple nerds or whatever they're called, and they replaced the battery, but they were like, listen, your laptop doesn't have any weird sound. We don't know what you're talking about. And then I get home and open it up, and I'm like, oh, maybe it's fixed. Magic. God is real. And then you just hear, rrr, rrr, rrr. Super embarrassing. My one and only walk of shame in university was when the librarian was like, hi, could you please leave? Because your laptop is very loud. And it was humiliating, but I was like, yeah, that checks out. I'm really sorry. So we're off to a good start for the new year. Hopefully this sounds better. I'm not an audio engineer, okay? I just know how to bake really good sugar cookies and snuggle my dog. So if any of you have tips based on what you're hearing right now, let me know. Okay, so let's dive into this week's topic. It is January 1st, 2019. I am already crossing out 8s and putting a 9 in place, and will probably continue to do that for 3 weeks before the new year sinks in. So today is January 1st, 2019, and I was thinking, what are my New Year's resolutions? Well, honestly, I don't have any New Year's resolutions because I find them very, very stressful. Basically, you're like, okay, I'm gonna work out, I'm gonna drink more water, and I'm gonna pay off my debts to this world. And then it's like day two and it's 9 p.m. and you realize you haven't had any water and you're like, well, I'll try again next year. And I just find it pointless. And yeah, just really like, it gives me a lot of anxiety because I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm already failing. It's day two of the new year and I'm a failure and I don't have time and I messed up and I'm not going to be able to make up for it. And so as someone who already struggles with managing anxiety and stress, this is so not optimal. So I was like, I'm not ever doing a New Year's resolution again. I'll like vaguely be like, oh, I should work on my health. But New Year's resolutions are so not for me. And I know from talking to people that they're not for a lot of people. But then my cousin Jenica introduced me to something really cool. So what she does each year is she picks a word that she wants to define her upcoming year. So she'll pray about it, think about what her goals are, and then what's a word that can really be her like flag in the ground to be like, this is me for 2019. I really love that because it holds you accountable and it gives you something to strive towards, but it's not the pressure of like, oh, I have to lose 5 pounds in 2 weeks. So I am totally stealing her idea and I think you all should as well. So thank you, Jenica, for that. So when I was thinking about a word for this year, the first word I thought of was hustle. This has become very popular in like pop culture, being like, every day I'm hustling, hustle hard, hustle girl boss, hustler. And it's a great word. It's a motivator. I'm pretty sure every single girl I knew in school had some sort of notebook or mug or t-shirt or scrunchie that said hustle on it as a mantra to get them through 3 a.m. essay writing. And it is actually a really good word to be like, okay, it is time to put my nose to the ground and to hustle because I've got to get this done. So when I looked up the definition of hustle, this is what it had to say. So it was defined as busy movement and activity. Well, the more I thought about that, I was like, I'm tired. I don't mean that in a like, oh, hashtag nap life. I mean that as in like the last 3 years have so not been a piece of cake and they have been nothing but hustling and just trying to survive. And frankly, I'm over it and I don't want that for my next year. I've talked in bits and pieces about some of the stuff that goes on in my life, but just kind of in quick overview, the last couple of years haven't been ideal. I have like a great puppy and husband and have had a great job, but there's been a lot of work stress and financial stress and health issues, just a lot of big things that I didn't think I would be dealing with at 23 to 25 years old. And so a lot of the last 2 years for John and I have just been like survival. We went to this marriage retreat and they were talking about like how your marriage can thrive. And our pastor, Aaron Clark, said something so wise. She was like, you know what? Let's always push for thriving, but sometimes it's enough to just survive. Like if you're sitting here and you're just like, I've lived to see another day, be proud of yourself because that is fantastic. It's just not the place you want to stay forever. So how can we work towards getting out of survival? Because that's not a happy place to be all the time. So that really hit me hard because I was like, yeah, honestly, up till now, it has just been survival. But we have worked so, so hard. And I really think that 2019 could be the year where we get to be more in that thriving space. So hustle, as much of a good word as it is, I felt was much more in the survival area, like just do it now, get it done so that you can wake up tomorrow and do another thing to get it done and wake up and blah 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 blah. And I was like, That's not what I want for 2019. The other word that I thought of was hardworking, but honestly, just saying that word out loud made me feel exhausted. And I know I'm hardworking, that's not really an issue. I don't mind being a hard worker. I like keeping busy. I like making sure everything I do, I'm doing to the best of my ability. So that wasn't quite it. So the word I ended up landing on as my word for 2019 is diligence. Diligence is defined as careful and persistent work or effort. I picked this word because it perfectly captures what I want this year to reflect. I have a lot of things on the go, my job, relationships, this podcast, book writing, the devotional, a project I'm working on with my dad, just a lot of stuff. And I want to make sure that everything I'm doing it well and I'm doing it fully. And in order to do that, I need to dedicate careful and persistent effort to all of those things. Like I said, I found that I'm good at working hard, but I'm not always super diligent. I think that's why I see a lot of like growth in spurts, but then there's not necessarily like a longevity there. So that's definitely one of my weaknesses, and so that's something I want to see for this year ahead. And also going back to that survival versus thriving theme, diligence is like a place where you're thriving. You're not just working to get that day's tasks over with. You're like working towards the long-term goals that you can sustain like emotionally and physically. As a feminist, just to bring it all back around, I also want to be really diligent. So I want to persist in my fight against inequality and do so with steadfastness and grace that is going to create those long-term results. So 2019 is the year of diligence. So I've written it out and put it on our bathroom mirror so that every morning I wake up and I remember, today I need to be diligent. So what is your word for 2019? I know it's already January 1st, but it's not too late to pick a word. If you're listening to this and it's February, not too late. It could be December 30th, and you could pick a word for your 2019, and you could make it count. The 31st, that's really pushing it. I would not recommend waiting that long, but I guess better late than never. So pick a word and let me know what it is, because I want to support you guys and be praying for you guys and doing all that I can to make sure that you get to be everything that you want to be, so that we can all be bringing more good into this world. So you can contact me at MrsFeministPodcast@gmail.com, no period after the Mrs. Also check us out on Instagram, Mrs. Feminist Podcast. There's no period after the Mrs. again. Everything else, all the other links, alexandralydia.com. I can't wait for the year ahead. We have some really fun things planned, including more guests, a feminist book club, biographies of badass women, and lots of jokes and laughter because I'm hilarious. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we'll be back on Tuesday of next week with the next episode. We're going to jump straight into a really cool story of a really cool lady, and have a happy, happy new year. Thanks, guys. Bye.